How were they when you saw them, Jason?
They were just like your typical kind of like stoner rock, I guess. I mean, there was nothing really special about them. It was funny because like he dedicated some song to me and he was like, "This is for like Jason mother effing Boggs, like smoke that weed, dog." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, did he just say smoke that weed, dog?" And I don't know. I mean, like they weren't really that good, but I think that, I mean, obviously. But like they were nice guys, but it was just kind of like, okay, their lead singer looked like the dude from like that played like Beast in like Beauty and the Beast in like the 80s. Shit. Like, I mean, they just, it was like, I couldn't believe this was actually
Jason Barr, making enemies.
Here goes Jason burning bridges again.
No, whatever. No, I mean, they're all right, but I'm just saying that like,
well, they're all right, but they just, still.
There's just, no, but there's nothing special nice about dudes. It. I'm just saying that there's,
well, you gotta understand that they're like, they are a stoner rock band.
They've been
Jason
playing
doesn't
forever.
Listen to stoner
oh,
rock.
I know. That's what I just said.
Jason listens to
Velvet Underground.
I was, yeah,
and
but
Velvet
I
Underground.
You know,
so
like
he's not gonna like anything. That's
I don't know. It just
rock.
Sounded like just like everything. It didn't even sound like punk rock to me.
That's what
like
everyone says rock, about right? Every kind of music that they don't know anything about. That everything sounds.
No, but I do know what stoner rock sounds like. I mean, like.
Yeah, but then you get into stoner rock and you like are really into it.
No,
and you're
no,
like, and
I
then,
don't.
And then
get
someone
into
else
rock.
Is like, all stoner rock sounds the same, and then you're like, no way, man.
Well, they're like it's a southern rock band. Like, I mean,
what if I said, you know, the Microphones and the Velvet Underground sound exactly the same?
Then you, everyone would know you're a damn fool and
well,
you're nothing about music.
All the stoner rock kids out there think you're a
two different genres. No, like I don't care. It's stoner rock. That name doesn't like carry like great like reputation for like integrity and.
Well, maybe not to you.
Did you catch the name, like the word stoner as part of like the genre?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, like I don't think there's like a real like argument happening right now.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, they're really nice guys. Not my style of music, but they bought me beer. It was cool. Anyway. I can't, like, you're the straight edge guy here, and I can't believe you're arguing for stoner rock.
There's a lot of good bands like Sleep.
Yeah,
Sleep
well, Sleep, I like Sleep. Like, they're pretty good. But I'm just saying that, like, this, they were
the only good music that came out of the 60s and 70s was the result of drugs. There, I said it.
Dude, that's fine, but this isn't the 60s and 70s. This is the freaking, dude, welcome to the 90s, man. Pull your head out of your butt.
I thought this was a tune change.
Well, stoner rock, you could argue, originated in the 70s. And
yes.
Maybe even peaked.
Really,
yeah, definitely peaked. What do you do?
I know, he can take it, but I just...
No, but
yeah, you can't do that because you're in check.
You
didn't even realize
you're in
that.
Double
you're check.
Check.